nothing but hairs I know of.
Okay. Do you have any special word for that sick
man
on the
hospital? No, I never heard nothing about this.
What about those big
teeth
hospitals?
Churches.
Okay, and one of them
will
be
here.
One what?
One tooth.
Okay, that's okay. What do you put the hogs food in?
Troll. Hog troll.
You say I had 3 or 4?
3 or 4 hogs?
No.
3 or 4 trolls.
Okay. Do you have any names for hogs that's grown up wild?
The white.
Wild.
Oh, the only thing we call them wild hogs, or wild boar, or something like that. And them the ones that attack you, I think. I have never been around one, but I've heard the story about the wild boar would attack people in the woods. I imagine that's when they're mating. Mm-hmm. That's the only time I could see it.
Did you have those
meeting
hogs running wild when you were growing up?
No. Well, it was wild hogs, but they wasn't in the district where I was. We'd have to go for a week to hunt them. Mm-hmm.
I've heard some older people tell me that that was the way they did their
pigs.
They just let them run wild. They didn't have
to pick up anything. Well, I've heard that too, but, you know, it wasn't where I was. You know, it wasn't in the district where I was. Now, like the fella got a big plantation and a lot of my people's on it, you know what? He doesn't care about it. It didn't used to be a stock law. So, a man got, say, hundreds of acres. Well, okay, like you sit down in the swamp there. His hog might have pigs down in the swamp and never come up because they eat off, you know, they can always find something out there to eat themselves. Well, them hogs would be wild. You know. They become wild hogs because they wasn't ever around nobody. And, I mean, that's how I heard that the wild hogs come about. Like some big farmer had a plantation, so he had a bunch of colored on there with him, and 4 white folks, too.
I didn't think there were too many of them around here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think there were too many of them around here.
They did when I was coming along.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And before they built Mitchell down there, Frankie, he had a plantation down there, 12 miles from him, where you call here, and it's not there now.
Mm-hmm.
But he had white and colored.
Most of south of here?
Man.
Most
of the
south of here?
No, it would be east.
Mm-hmm. Near the river.
Mm-hmm. Out there on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, when they backed up Mitchell Dam, that took the most of his land.
Because
he said, I mean, what you might say, he had mostly bottom land.
Mm-hmm.
I think he asked that question yesterday about the land, which was bottom land, and then there was an island over there. I don't know how many acres was on the island. I was a kid, and I wouldn't even know. It was a great big place. That's where he raised the corn at on that bottom land on the island. And then on the hillside and some flats on this side where he raised cotton. Cotton and corn are the only things he raised on there. Oh gosh, I don't know how many pigs he didn't have down there. But I knew it was at least 5 or 6. Families of white, at least 5 or 6 families of white, and I don't know how many colored. I couldn't say myself because that was way back in when we were down there, it was 1917 and 18, and you know that's been a long time. So